they sent some numbers up to the stoppage. You know, we try and counteract that our own way. Wasn't working there at stages, but I thought there was a little period there for about 5 to 10 minutes towards the end of the first that we lost a bit of momentum. But for the most part, I was reasonably comfortable with how the game was moving.
Elliot took the game by the throat in that second term. Is that exactly what you've been talking about, that big body midfielder and having the influence, much like the Fife and Cove?
Yeah, well, he's 190 centimetres and he's, how old is he? Was 20? He's 21, so there's still some development there, but we think he plays with the confidence and he's got a bit of swagger, and I like that, as long as he can back it up. And he's been dying to get into the midfield. He's been playing a role for us down back and doing it quite well. And it was good he got rewarded tonight, but you know, you'll still see some inconsistencies with him.
Have the last 2 weeks convinced you the midfield is where he should play for the rest of this year?
We still might need him down back at stage. He's a hybrid type of player. He can play in multiple positions, and that's what we want to build towards. At the moment, he's helping us in the midfield, but there will be stages where we've got to bring him back, and he actually has some presence up forward too. So I think he had a good night tonight.
What was running through your mind when JK went down of a injury?
No, I actually wasn't thinking too much about it, to be honest. It was actually the period we started to get some ascendancy, so... I said, take your time. We're going all right here. So, but I think he came back and played the rest of the game, so hopefully it's not too bad.
Looked in really good touch early on and obviously finished with 6 goals. Can you just talk about the whole performance in the context of the game as well?
Him, along with all of our leaders, I thought, you know, played their role, and we had some real simple focus areas before the game, and our leadership group's evolving, and I thought they took a step forward tonight with how they went about it. We won in the right way. Started with pressure and intensity, and the rest will come. So that was the message, and they're on the front foot with it.
Will JK's injury be lingering at all in terms of, could he miss weeks?
I got no
idea.
Yeah. Couldn't tell.
You know what it was at all, just medically?
Not really, just elbow, I think.
And obviously, with the position of the game like it was, the fact you brought him on must have meant everyone was pretty comfortable for him too.
Oh, yeah, look, I didn't feel at ease with the game until probably halfway through the last quarter, which I suppose happens with every coach until you really know you've iced the game. So we were told there was no risk for him to come back, and I backed my medical staff in that they make the right choices and decisions, and they were right.
Is he with Lacroix? Lacroix being subbed off?
He's just tight during the... We came off a six-day break, so we had 4 or 5 players who we just got up through good management with our fitness department, so... we didn't want to take a risk with him. He was probably the last one we got up.
Schofield came back on as well. Is he okay with an ankle or issue?
Don't know. It was the same ankle that was kept him out for a few weeks. But once again, we were told it was okay to play. He played 7 minutes in the last quarter, so we looked after him. We tried to look after a lot of players in that last 15 minutes.
And did he offer something a bit different than a really good game at all?
It was his first full game. He's played 3 games as a sub, and it was his first look at it, and he didn't look out of place. He's going to be a good player, but he's 18, the youngest player on the list, so we've got to be patient with him, but he seems to enjoy the physicality of the AFL.
You mentioned the dirty ball helping your defence, but your defence seemed to structure up really well in the way they dropped off each other. How impressed were you by the leadership that was shown there and the roles that certain guys play, including someone like Shadow Wellman?
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it earlier. I think the collective of our back six worked really well together tonight. And sometimes, you know, you have some individuals who bob up and score against you. But I thought as a unit, they played well together. And we've been working towards that and building towards that since I got here. And we got rewarded tonight with some good pressure up the ground, and it allowed us to set up the way we wanted to.
Lots of positives to come out of the past fortnight. How important is it to carry that forward into next week? And how do you view the challenge of the Power over there?
Yeah, probably the biggest, Adelaide Oval. You know, I hope they beat the hell out of each other tomorrow. We played them pre-season, they were electric then. They take the game on, they're really fast starters, so we'll use every minute we can to recover, and we'll throw everything at it.
Adam, this from Josh Hill, do you feel he's contributed a fair bit since he's come in the side?
Yeah, I do. I think... You know, probably Fraser's helped Josh, having another tall there. The lesson I've learned at the moment, if we play him as a tall, it's difficult. He's 185 centimetres. So when he's that hybrid type of forward, he provides really good pressure, and he finishes off with his good work as well. So it worked well with another tall on the forward line tonight.
So even though McInnes didn't have much of an impact, you feel he helps us?
Yeah, on these things, yeah, they balance out. You know, he provided a target for us all night. Excuse me. And Hilly got rewarded.
You mentioned yesterday that you wanted more out of the second ruck role. Like, Cal brought that out, and Nick had another big night. Were you pleased overall with how the ruck combination worked?
Yeah, in Mumford, we highly rate him. And I said it yesterday, you play two rucks, you need to control the ruck, you know, against one. And I thought Nick's presence in the middle is always pretty high, and I didn't think we lost too much when Carl went into the ruck. And his work rate and, you know, ability to provide us options as a forward as well is pretty good. So yeah, we were happy with how that worked tonight.
Adam, this tag of flat track bullies which the Eagles have sort of got a little bit, would you like to think that doesn't apply tonight given GWS's progression sort of?
Oh, what are they, second on the ladder? Yeah, there you go. Oh, look, I don't really buy into that. Look, we want to play like this every week. And if we don't against teams that are higher up the ladder, that's what we've got to improve, not these games. GWS, I don't know where they're going to finish this year. I don't know where they're at. All I know is we turn up with the right intent tonight, and that's our ambition to do that every week. But sometimes we're going to confront teams that are higher up the ladder, in better position, better personnel, and we'll... You know, we're dying to really have a crack at Port Adelaide this week, and we'll see how we go.